It's the 6th annual TMT Finance and Investment Middle East Conference. Currently, it's on here in Dubai. It's a networking platform, really, for leading telecom, tech experts, executives, investors, advisors. They debate telecom strategy, financing, potential partnerships across the region. Obviously, not a sector that's been enormously affected over the last few years. Our business reporter, Linda Berengers, spoke to Wasim Khan. He is a telecom expert from Ernst & Young. Talk to him about the rapidly changing industry and also the challenges that it faces.
Wasim, the telecoms industry is probably the one where the momentum, not just here in the region, is highest. It is expanding and at the same time changing at a breathtaking speed to me. To set the scene, first of all, where does the MENA telecoms industry stand today? What are the main challenges? What are the areas of growth?
No, I think the MENA telecom industry overall stands at a very healthy situation. The penetration levels are very high. Operators are becoming more and more creative in providing their solutions. So I think the industry is very healthy. Having said that, there needs to be a lot more focus around the value add areas of serving the customer, and that requires for many of the operators to relook at their strategic growth plans and really knowing their customers better. And in terms of which is the major growth area going forward, clearly that has to be in the space of mobile broadband.
Speaking of which, mobile broadband is a major growth area in the MENA region, but in a report by Ernst & Young, you claim revenue numbers don't add up. Why is that?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, because that is the whole challenge, that while there's been huge growth in terms of the number of, the increase in the broadband, but obviously it's not showing in the numbers of the operators. And I believe the real challenge there is the bundling of the services and the pricing model, because I think one does not really know the details around the cost element of providing the broadband services. And the bundling is not making it easy. So I think the challenge on the operators is how will they be able to get a decent top-line return on the investments that they have made, and that really requires a better deep dive into the pricing model that they need to offer to the customer base, whether it's individuals or whether it's corporate, in terms of this whole new schemes coming about. So I think the services are good because in the region, with all these latest networks, many of the countries already are on LTE 4G. I think they're very much in the right direction. The question is really, I think it's more about marketing plans and the pricing models.
I want to look at the UAE a bit closer. Only recently, the number of mobile and internet users was revised down. Only 28% of the population here in the country used the internet, compared with a previous estimate of more than double that figure. On top of that, we heard that the proportion of active mobile phone subscriptions has been overestimated by one-third. What does that mean for Etisalat and Du if these numbers have been revised downwards?
Frankly, I don't think it has a material bearing. I will tell you the reason. Because, you see, as it is, the previous numbers in terms of mobile penetration, right, were for UAE were definitely above, close to, or above 200%. And if that has been overstated, and primarily reason would be because obviously you don't always do this cleanup on the subscriber database. And even if that is, basically slightly inflated and reduced, then it then does not really mean that it has a negative impact on the operators here, because that means that there is still growth there. Because the earlier indicators are showing that, well, there is complete maturity in the marketplace, but fortunately the revision in terms of the current numbers is then clearly indicating that in terms of your customer base, your customer reach, there is potential still remaining, even in the standard baseline offering. So I think it needs to be looked at more from an opportunity point of view, as opposed to any revision or reduction in their current customer base coverage.
In your report, it says that regulatory pressure will continue to increase among local telco operators. I thought it was the other way around. Regulatory restrictions are being loosened to boost competition, no?
No, that's, you see, there's two dimensions to that. One is that from a regulatory perspective, yes, opening up of the marketplace is clearly there. That is why, you know, today you've got in Saudi 3 mobile operators, in UAE 2, Qatar is open, Kuwait is open. So that is not very good from the regulatory perspective that they're opening up the market. In addition, there is the you know, the challenge is that now across the region there are also new MVNO licenses being issued. And I think the regulatory environment currently needs to look at how best we can promote the concept of things like network sharing, confidentiality of data. And many of the operators in the region are group operators because they don't have operation in just one country, but there's so much going on in terms of cross-border transactions. It's in that context where the regulatory bodies have to look at really not only having stringent mechanisms on the operator, but really looking at how to promote better convergence cross-border across the Middle East and GCC. So it's really a two-dimensional view. One is, yes, the regulator is supporting definitely with the new licenses, but then with the space changing around the whole MVNO concept coming in, you know, I think there needs to be far more to be done in terms of promoting the business of the group telco operators in the region to maximize the information that they have, and the most powerful information they have across the region is the data of their customers.
Regional telcos were so keen on international expansion, but now it seems some reversed their strategy, and one of them is Etisalat. It said it is now considering to, in fact, divest some of its international operations after it expanded quite aggressively in the past. It has faced several setbacks back in 2011 with Zain taking a stake that failed, and Etisalat's joint venture in India also failed with the result that it's exiting the Indian market. Still, despite these setbacks, Etisalat reported a 21% growth in its overseas revenues recently. But here in its home market, due to the increased competition with Du, you see that growth is sort of at a standstill. How does this go together? Strong growth outside the home market, and still operators want to level down their international presence. I don't get it.
No, I think there are a couple of matters, issues there. One is that you see, regardless of the growth internationally that operators like Etisalat or STC and others are currently having, but the bottom line is that even today, majority of the group's revenue is coming from their main home country operations, number one. So obviously the fact is that their country of main incumbency remains at the top of their agenda in terms of the revenue source. Number two is that now operators, while a couple of years ago, they were very bullish around the fact of international growth, and, you know, not organically, but really through acquisitions and mergers and taking on, you know, joint ventures. But I think that what was overlooked slightly was the risk agenda, you know. And today, the risk agenda, like as an example, the Etisalat matter in India, which many other operators face, the issue was around the, you know, the licensing and so forth. So I think now what they're doing is the right approach, which is adopting a more, you know, a proactive risk-based approach towards decision-making. They're saying, yes, we all want to grow, we want to expand, but we want to expand for the right reasons and with the right level of risk appetite. Because, you know, with telco operators already facing challenges in their home country, but what you don't want to do is, you know, lose the home country, you know, domination and also face challenges internationally. So it's really a balance that one has to achieve between continuing the base in their home countries, but at the same time use a bit more of a proactive risk management approach in the, you know, international growth and acquisitions.
In your report, you always wrote about that there is a stronger need for more flexible organizational structures among local telcos. With the changing competitive landscape, there is a need for operators to develop more agile organizations. How can Etisalat and Du do that? How can they become more flexible, you think?
I mean, I don't want to talk about a specific operator, but in general, you know, all of the operators or many of the operators in the region have to look at their organization in a different way. Because what they need to do is say, look, yes, we are an operator, but providing the infrastructure, providing the network and the technology around it is not that huge of a challenge. It is a tough thing, but it's not the challenge. The real challenge is how do you basically have a model which can basically be flexible in catering to the ever-dynamic industrial trends that the telco sector is facing at large. And the problem is that I think many of the operators sometimes go through a long-term strategy implementation, and by virtue of a long-term strategy implementation. They come up with organizational structures and delivery models, which then results in basically some hurdles when the dynamics comes into play. So telco is one of the most dynamic industries and hence requires a very flexible yet moving type of an organizational structuring and the organizational model, which needs to be, the bottom line message is that all needs to be driven by the customer demand and the changing customer behavior.
What is your guess? Will we see more consolidation among regional telco operators? How's the sentiment for mergers and acquisitions at the moment?
No, I think consolidation is there. It will remain that way. But because I think the new players that are going to come into play are going to be more around the MVNO, the virtual network operators. And I think yes, consolidation has to be there to maintain their footprint. And at the same time, the changes will come through with the new licenses being issued to the MVNOs. And that will be the nice next wave to see how that evolves over time.
Wasim Khan, MENA Telecom leader from Ernst & Young. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.